It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today's Friday, September 7th. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jill Riley from Oak and Riley in the Morning. We've got a bunch of stories to cover today. Burt Reynolds just passed away at the age of 82. And did you know that he had a short-lived music career? We're going to talk about that coming up.
We're also going to talk about three new releases by guys named Paul. But first, a few of today's music headlines. A new report in the Huffington Post has sources saying that CBS chairman Les Moonves used his influence to harm Janet Jackson's career after the quote-unquote wardrobe malfunction
right.
at the 2004 Super Bowl.
Sounds shady and terrible.
Yeah. CBS and MTV, VH1, Viacom, those are all owned by the same company. So Les Moonves reportedly used his influence to get Janet Jackson's videos from her then new album, Demita Joe, off MTV and VH1, which then hurt sales of that album. So people have long suspected that people were mad about this and they mostly took it out on Janet Jackson, not Justin Timberlake. And this is some verification of that.
And there's a much bigger story about this Les Moonves character as he's leaving the network for some pretty bad reasons.
He's reportedly about to take a buyout because there have been allegations of sexual misconduct against him, which of course just makes this idea that he was going after Janet Jackson's career in the wake of this incident all the more disturbing. On a much happier note, exciting news about an 80s cult classic coming to Broadway, Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice on Broadway. Now we're talking about the Tim Burton starring Winona Ryder and Michael Keaton Beetlejuice?
That is the one. So a new musical based on that movie is going to premiere in Washington, D.C. this fall, next month, in fact, and then moving to Broadway in the spring. It's going to star Sophia Ann Caruso as Lydia. She was also a star of the David Bowie musical Lazarus. So an actor known to music fans, and the musical will feature all sorts of new songs by Eddie Perfect. I have not been able to find out whether this new musical will feature the Harry Belafonte hits, Deo and Jumpin' Line, Shake Senora, but how could it not?
I know, it's such a big part of the movie. It would be a real shame if it wasn't part of the musical.
Broadway will find out soon, and Washington, D.C. will find out even sooner.
Well, Burt Reynolds has passed away at the age of 82. He had heart problems for quite some time. And a lot of people remembering his great movies. I mean, Smokey and the Bandit, Deliverance, you know, that big comeback that he had in the 90s with Boogie Nights. Been talking about the centerfold in Cosmo, right? But one thing that I feel has been overlooked, Burt Reynolds' music career.
He had one album in 1973, correct? A country album.
Yeah, it's called Ask Me What I Am, the debut, the only full-length record from actor Burt Reynolds. Now, is Burt Reynolds a great singer? I don't think so, but it's something that he tried in his career.
Yeah, and that album was not a success, but he did end up hitting the Hot 100 with a song in 1980.
Smokey and the Bandit Part 2. An inferior film to Part 1, but on the soundtrack, there is a song by Burt Reynolds called Let's Do Something Cheap and Superficial.
Now I'll be glad to have you home long before daylight. Sun is your worst enemy. Thank God it's dark tonight. Let's do something cheap and superficial.
Let's look at a few of this week's new releases. As I mentioned, we got a few records by guys named Paul. And let's start with Sir Paul, the cute one, Paul.
All right, so Paul McCartney, the new record is called Egypt Station. What, his 25th studio album? And I'm not including Beatles albums here. This would be solo and his time with Wings.
He's put out a lot of music in this very long career, and his new album, Egypt Station, is structured like a long ride on a cosmic train, according to Rolling Stone. Has songs that are political, that are whimsical. People have been talking about the sex-minded songs
on the
show.
Yeah, I feel like Paul McCartney felt a little frisky when he made this record. Come On to Me is one of the songs, and we've been playing it on a regular basis on The Current. And I'm like, wow, Paul, okay, well, maybe this gives us hope. You'll still have a little charge in your soul when you get to an older age.
So Egypt Station is out today, and Paul McCartney is playing a quote-unquote secret show tonight, Friday night in New York. Not officially announced the location, but he did go on the Tonight Show and hinted that it might be a, quote, grand show. A certain train station may be full of Paul McCartney fans tonight.
So the new release theme would be the name Paul. And there's a new record from St. Paul and the Broken Bones. It's called Young Sick Camellia. They are from the South. They're from Alabama. And you can hear that influence in their music. St. Paul, the leader of the band, he grew up in the church. He grew up in the South. He grew up singing gospel music. And the last record that I heard from St. Paul and the Broken Bones really sounds like a soul throwback. But this new record, it's almost as if, you know, a soul band from the 60s, you know, reached the 1970s. And then it's like, what do we do now? We're going to make a disco record. We're going to make a party record. And there are some really fun moments on this new record, Young Sick Camellia, where you get dancing and you feel the disco beat. There are some moments of great grooves. There are some interesting interludes with St. Paul's grandfather's voice. But then there are those disco party moments that I mentioned. There's a song called Got It Bad that's really good, and a song called Apollo.
Let's fit one more Paul in. Paul Simon, who has a new album out called In the Blue Light, and it's kind of an anti-greatest hits collection. He's gone back and re-recorded songs from throughout his career, but these aren't the big hits. These are relatively deep tracks, some of which you might not even recognize, with names like Darling Lorraine, Can't Run But, Renee and Georgette Magritte with their dog After the War, and he's recorded them with all sorts of different arrangements, a couple of them with the innovative classical music ensemble Y Music. It's a really interesting album for Paul Simon fans.
Yeah, and he's worked with Y Music before. A very cool performance at Eau Claire Festival 3, where Y Music was on stage with Paul Simon, and we heard, you know, some of the classics, but in this new arrangement, and so it's kind of cool to see them come back together.
So Rolling Stone points out that some of the songs are dramatically rearranged. Others have arrangements that are just slightly different, or maybe takes them at a slightly different tempo, and says, you know, it's likely that only Paul Simon will notice the differences in some of these re-recordings, which in a way makes this one of the most Paul Simon albums of all.
I can't run, but I can walk much faster than this. Can't run, but I can't run, but I can walk much faster than this. Can't run, but.
So today's viral clip, you might have already seen GIFs circulating on social media of Kanye West and the rapper Lil Pump in these giant boxy suits.
Yeah, very inspired by the big suit, but I'm talking about giant boxy, almost like they're wearing a mascot uniform.
Yeah, and they're running down this big hallway with these sort of torso, almost mannequin-like figures on either side of this infinitely long hallway. And this is all from a new video for a new track by Kanye West and Lil Pump called I Love It. It premiered last night, Thursday night, at the Pornhub Awards.
I missed that one. You know how I feel about a good awards show, Jay.
Yeah.
But I missed that one, unfortunately.
Well, you weren't aware that Kanye West was the creative director for the ceremony.
What?
Because no one was aware until it was revealed after the ceremony.
Why not?
Yeah. So they rolled out this new video. But yeah, they're walking this, almost like in this Alice in Wonderland aspect to it too, because they are made to appear very small next to a towering Adele Givens, who also appears on the track, and made me wonder, like, maybe is the message here making fun of or commenting on the juvenile nature of the song's lyrics?
I was thinking that, Jay. Like, that's why I watched it so many times. Like, is Adele Givens, you know, she is the towering woman and she's in charge, and because she keeps turning to them and they kind of give her a look like, oh, we've been busted saying something bad, you know. But I'm still trying to wrap my head around it.
And yet it kind of gets stuck in your head a little bit, doesn't it?
Yes, it's really uncomfortable to walk around a professional environment in the office singing it out loud and then having to explain to your coworkers what is actually coming out of your mouth. Not that I would know.
You're such a bitch. I'm a sick folk. I like a quick folk. I'm a sick folk. I like a quick folk.
And that's today's music news. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jill Riley.
Our producer is Cecilia Johnson. Thanks to Jill for jumping in today as Jade's vacation continues. We'll be back on Monday with more music news headlines. And in the meantime, if you want to check out that crazy new Kanye Lil Pump video, it's over at thecurrent.org.
I'm a sick folk. I'm inappropriate. I like hearing stories. I like that ish. I want to hear more ish. I like the whole